Amen. Oh, what a joy it is to be here this morning and to see each of you here this morning. Brother Clifford has done a fantastic job in directing our singing. You have in a wonderful way blended your voices together harmoniously with him in a cooperative and wonderful way. We appreciate the scripture lesson read by Brother Molin Thompson, and we certainly appreciate the very well thought out and well worded, relevant and meaningful prayer that was led by Brother David Love. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to be able to see the growth and progress on a spiritual level that our young men have experienced? And we see it all of the time. It is certainly frequently reflected in their prayers. One of the themes of Brother Love's prayer, apparently the main theme, was a theme of thanksgiving. He mentioned so many things for which we are thankful. And we know the day that's usually referred to as Thanksgiving Day is approaching. But for us, who are the children of God, every day is Thanksgiving Day. I'm constrained to read from Psalm 100 before I go into my lesson. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. The Lord is great, the Lord is good, and we thank him for everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, Brother Molin read that passage. Therefore, if any man or if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature or new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, or we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. I want to talk to you again today about starting off new. Starting off new, or getting a fresh start. When we think about a fresh start, we think about a new start. We think about another start. We think about an additional start. Brother Love mentioned in his prayer that God, through his grace, allows us to start over and over again. He gives us chance after chance after chance. You did mention that, I believe. He gives us chance after chance after chance. So God is a God who really specializes in helping people to make fresh starts. And you don't have to wait till the new year to begin afresh, to start off anew. The sacred scriptures are replete with examples of numerous persons who made fresh starts in life, sometimes after very serious or egregious failures. God, through his grace, enabled them to start off brand new. Noah is the quintessential example of one who made a fresh start. So we put Noah kind of at the top of the list. He made a fresh start after the great flood cleansed the earth of sin and wickedness. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." Noah experienced something that no man before him or after him really had experienced before. Of course, we know Adam and Eve at the very beginning made a fresh start when God made man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And God caused the deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And God performed the first surgical operation in the annals of civilization when he opened up the side of Adam and extracted from his side a rib, and from that rib fashioned woman, brought her unto the man in the recovery room and presented her to him. And he looked at her. He said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." So he got off to, that was his initial start. But nothing had happened before then. He was the very beginning. He was the start of it all insofar as the human race, human civilization is concerned. But the world became heavily populated and increasingly wicked in their sinful lifestyles and their rebellion against God during the days of Noah. And every thought of the imagination of the hearts of men were evil continually, and it repented God that he had made man to dwell upon the face of the earth. And he decided, "I'm going to destroy man whom I have made. I'm going to destroy man and beast, every creature in whose nostrils is the breath of life. I'm going to destroy them." And he did. Noah preached for about 120 years. Only folk he persuaded to turn to God and to be on his side and to be saved in the ark were his family, his wife, his sons, and their wives. You know, that's something to be said about Noah and his boys and his wife and his daughters-in-law. One thing we can say about the influence that Noah and Mrs. Noah had on those boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, those boys at least had sense enough to come in out of the rain. You know, there are a lot of folks don't have that much sense these days, but they knew how to avoid destruction. They knew how to secure their safety. They got a fresh start. The earth was completely cleansed of all sin and all wickedness. And God granted Noah and his family the wonderful privilege of starting over again. You know, Peter refers to that over in 1 Peter chapter 3. He says, "When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer or the interrogation of a good conscience toward God." See, Noah, they got a fresh start, and water was involved in cleansing the old world and bringing in the new. The same thing happens, Raleigh, when we are baptized in water for the remission of our sins. It should be no surprise to us that the Lord speaks of us after having that baptismal experience as walking in the newness of life. You see, when people become Christians, they should turn away from their old way of life. You give up your old habits. You give up your old mindset. You give up your old beliefs that were erroneous and predicated upon the words of men. You give up your old lifestyle. You give up lying. You give up cheating. You give up lasciviousness and sexual promiscuity. You give up envy and jealousy and evil speaking and malice and bitterness. All of those things you give up. And you embark upon a brand new life, experiencing a fresh start. Sometimes we need to start afresh, start anew. Joseph made a fresh start in Egypt after being betrayed by his own flesh and blood and sold in servitude by those evil, envious, and wicked brothers of his. He made a new life for himself in a strange land. God was with him, and God enabled him to start all over. Joseph's fresh start is reflected in the names he gave to his sons. Consider with me Genesis 41, verses 51 and 52. Genesis 41, 51 and 52. Notice the names of Joseph's boys. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. So that firstborn's name was Manasseh. Verse 52, and we are still in Genesis 41. Genesis 41, verse 52. And the name of the second called he Ephraim. Ephraim. For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And just as God could cause Joseph to be fruitful in the land of his affliction, he can cause us likewise to be fruitful in the land of our affliction. It's reminiscent of a word spoken by David in that sacred, beloved Psalm 23. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Similarly, Joseph said, God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. So Joseph, separated from his family, yet not separated or isolated from his God, he still had the presence of God as he made a fresh start. Jacob and his whole family made a fresh start in Egypt after suffering the ravages of catastrophic famine in the land of Canaan. They put down new roots in Egypt in the province of Goshen. Not only did they make a fresh start as it related to changing geographical locations and beginning a new life in a new land, but very significantly, they were enabled to have a fresh start as a family. And sometimes families need to start afresh. Sometimes marriages need a fresh start. Sometimes relationships between parents and children need a fresh start. Sometimes relationships between brothers and sisters need a fresh start. Sometimes husbands and wives who have become estranged from each other, whose relationships have grown sour and stale, and sometimes bitter, devoid of love, warmth, and affection, they need a fresh start. And it should console and comfort and encourage us to know that God enables, He empowers fresh starts. So Jacob and his family were enabled to have a fresh start as a family. On a relational level, they started fresh. Old man Jacob, who had been falsely convinced that his beloved son Joseph had been killed, was blessed with the incredible privilege to renew their relationship and enjoy each other for many more years. And they went up out of Egypt, and these are the brothers that had gone down to Egypt for food, and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph. I'm reading from Genesis 45, 25 through 28. Genesis 45, 25 through 28. Genesis 45, 25 through 28. Verse 27 says, and they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when the old man didn't believe it at first, he needed something tangible, to validate their claim. He needed some kind of proof that these old boys were not lying. See, earlier they had intimated that Joseph had been killed by a wild beast. Of course, not having CSI units back then, they didn't do no special investigation and determine that the blood on the coat of many colors did not match the blood type of Joseph. So the old man took them for their word, but they were lying to him. And now they are telling him, about 20 years later, that your son Joseph is still alive. The old man was thinking, I don't believe it, no. Were you boys lying then, or are you lying now? Why should I believe you? But when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel, the old man said, it is enough. The proof, the evidence is immutable and incontestable. It is enough. The old man said, Jacob, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Their relationship got a fresh start. Joseph, through the awesome power of authentic forgiveness, was enabled to experience a fresh start with the very brothers that had envied, despised, hated, conspired to murder, and finally sold him into servitude. Those old boys, because of their guilty consciences, were convinced that a fresh start in a renewed relationship with Joseph was near, if not actually, impossible. But they were reassured by their big-hearted brother following their father's death. Genesis 50, 20 and 21. And what a wonderful lesson on forgiveness this provides. Genesis 50, 20 and 21. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring about as it is this day to save much people alive. Now therefore fear you not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Their relationship, their new relationship, their fresh start was validated and authenticated by Joseph. Broke Joseph's heart because he thought they already knew that he had forgiven them. But they were afraid that when the old man died, he'd take vengeance on them. But that was not the case. Joseph was willing to forgive and forget and to love and to comfort and to nourish. That's the nature of true forgiveness. And when those of us were out in the world, when we were estranged from God, when we were separated from him by virtue of our sins. In reality, according to Ephesians 2, we were dead in trespasses and sins. But God has made us alive now in Christ, and he's given us a fresh start. See, forgiveness is involved when you get a fresh start. Amen. There might be some in the audience today who are yet in their sins, who have not yet decided to make a commitment to Christ and to turn away from your old way of life for a fresh start. If you are here and you're still outside the family of God, outside the ark of safety, outside the church of Christ, you can come on the inside. It's kind of like in the olden days when neighbors would come to visit you and during a time of storm, when the weather was inclement, if it was raining, or there was just a terrible thunderstorm, your neighbor would open the door and they'd see you standing out there. And some of you can relate to this, especially some folks who grew up in the country, and they'd say, "Honey, come on in this house." Y'all ever heard that? "Child, come on in this house." And you open the door and welcome them in. That's the way the Lord is. If you're on the outside, out there in sin, out there where the winds of materialism and the winds of evil are blowing, and the rains of difficulty and trials are falling into your life, the Lord is standing with the door open, ready to receive you, and he's saying to you, "Come on in this house." Man. You can come on in this house and you can get a fresh start. You can leave the old world behind and start off brand new. You can have a fresh start today. I don't care what your life has been like in the past. I don't care what you have done. I don't care how many skeletons in your closet. You can have a fresh start. I don't care how many folks you have hurt. If you're genuine and if you comply with the stipulated conditions the Lord has set forth in his word, you can have that fresh start. You can have it through understanding and appreciating the good news of the gospel, which consists principally in the facts that Jesus died on Calvary's cross that we might have a fresh start, died for our sins and was buried in a borrowed tomb and arose triumphantly from the grave early on the first day of the week to make a fresh start possible for you and for me. Believe that good news with all of your heart. Repent of all of your sins. Confess your faith in Christ as the Son of God and be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. And then you gain entrance into Christ and the reality of the cogent and wonderful truth expressed in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. it becomes really a reality for you at that point. Therefore, if any man or any person be in Christ, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And you're ready to walk in the newness of life. You're ready to have that fresh start. Sometimes people have fresh starts in Christ, and they are faithful for quite a while. And then sometimes they're not faithful for very long, and they need another fresh start. After they've been baptized, after they've been a Christian for a while, they weaken and fall away. They stray away. They lapse into a state of unfaithfulness, and they need to start over. You know, the Lord, isn't it wonderful, David, that he can help us by his grace to get another fresh start? And you can get that fresh start through repentance, confession, and prayer. Are you here and you're a Christian in error and you need a fresh start this morning? There's some problems you're having, some struggles you're having with sin that causes you to want to have and want to experience a fresh start, to get started off brand new again. You can. You can. If you're willing to comply with the conditions that the Lord has given in his word. We're going to ask you to experience that fresh start today. You don't have to put it off. You don't have to delay it. You don't have to procrastinate. You don't have to hesitate. You don't have to vacillate. You don't have to equivocate. Just go ahead and make up your mind. I want a fresh start. Walk down these aisles or this aisle. Give me your hand. And give God your heart as we together stand and as we sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace? This hour are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In the blood.